Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I was almost hoping they'd go for it on fourth and short to send a message, even though they're deep in their own territory. I was looking at Bowles when they put him on the TV, and I was waiting for it. Go out there. Go back out there. Come on. But we're going back out there. But instead he said punt and then sort of.
I thought maybe a fake punt in that situation.
Yeah, I
because,
was.
You know, there's, you know, you all those big off defensive linemen are off the field right now, and you got a bunch of 40s and 50s out there run right at them.
Yeah, but it didn't matter because right. They just leaned on the Bills and they just kicked their butts all night long. It was just, it was tremendous. It was a tremendous night for the Jets, and it totally changes your opinion of them after three straight losses.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about the three straight losses, at not at one point in time did they look like the Bills looked last night.
Absolutely.
Every single game they're in.
They're losing
games.
And they should have won every one of those games.
You'd say, let's say two out of the three.
All right. Maybe not the Patriots.
Two out of three. Maybe not the Patriots. But, I the effort is there. You can see the effort. And I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, if you're a Jet fan and you were at that game last night, that's why you stand up at the end of the game and you give the guys a hand because they played their asses off.
Hell yeah.
I still say that in my eyes and what I've seen. And even going back to Todd Bowles' first year when they won 10-6, I thought last night was their best overall performance.
Well, yeah, especially the circumstances and this team. And
seven sacks, three turnovers,
division
and 194 game. Yards rushing. That is an ass-kicking.
Yeah.
That is an offensive and defensive line coach's just dream. It is like, that is like the – you wake up this morning, you turn on the tape, and you're like, that's my boys right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. CeeLo is here. There is one Bills player who had something else to blame other than the Jets for the butt-whipping last night. So I know he's got some of that in his update, which just made me so angry hearing that driving in. What do you got, CeeLo?
Brought to you by Grassi & Company. Turn your fumbles into touchdowns with Grassi CPAs and consultants. Visit GrassiCPAS.com. And maybe Matt Forte has a future as an offensive coordinator 4 days after complaining that the Jets abandoned the run in that loss to the Falcons. They went ground and pound against the Bills Thursday night.
First and goal with 10. Handoff. Forte cuts it to the right. Forte, a zigzag move. Dives for the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Jets. Matt Forte. It's been a long time coming for Forte. Nearly a year since Forte has sniffed the end zone.
Ian Eagle here on the Fan. Westwood won. First of two rushing scores on the night for the veterans. 77 yards on the ground. Bilal Powell had 74, including a 51-yard rip to set up that Forte touchdown. As Boomer mentioned, the Jets run for a 194 overall. The three fumble recoveries, the seven sacks, 34-21 home win of the Bills. Three-game losing streak comes to an end. Todd Bowles' team actually protected the lead this time.
Wasn't a relief. It's necessary. We got to do that every week. We have the lead. We got to close games out now. We did that today.
Efficient football, no turnovers, the run game, making plays on defense. No. And another solid performance by Josh McCown.
One day he's going to lose it, man. I'm telling you. Day he's going to lose it.
He is
looking forward
to
that.
He is buttoned up, man.
One day it's
going to
happen.
He is not losing it, I'm telling you.
Well, CeeLo didn't play the cut when he got up to the podium and go, how you like that butt whooping? And he danced for 5 minutes before he said, I'm Manish, what do you got?
Some Gladys Knight playing in the background.
Manish.
Oh, boy. So McCown didn't have to do a whole lot with his arm in this one, but he had a rushing touchdown of his own and says they went to the ground game right off the start.
Sometimes that's what you got to do is even if it's three and out, if you call three runs and you're committed to it, it sets a tone.
That's exactly what happened on their first try. Three runs and a punt, but it paid off over the course of the night. Robbie Anderson caught another touchdown in this game. He had four grabs for 48 yards. Says they weren't going to lay down because of a rough three-game stretch.
We still out here fighting like we 0-0, you know what I'm saying? So we're not going to let no losses define us.
I would just tell that kid right there, I'd say, look, man, you got a great future. Just keep your head screwed on. just keep your head down. Want to become great.
What makes you say
right.
that?
Just because he got a little trouble in college and stuff like that. But I was just like, you know what? Come on, man.
You think he's going to get a little success and then go off the deep end?
I hope not.
Based on that comment, or
watching him because he's obviously really turned into something here. And it's a real nice find for Mike McCagnan. That's one of the things that nobody talks about. They only talk about the failures. They never talk about, you know, the really – and this kid has come out of nowhere.
Undrafted out of Temple.
Right, exactly. And so he and Josh McCown, it kind of reminds me of Victor Cruz. So he's in the right place at the right time, or even Wayne Corbett when I had Wayne Corbett. And the thing about Wayne Corbett when he was a rookie, I knew that he was all in. you just knew how he prepared. And you saw him coming to work every single day, just like kissing the ground, that I couldn't believe that he was on an NFL football team. And if I'm Robbie Anderson, that's what I would tell him.
Yeah, I mean, guy's built like a toothpick. He's a number one wide receiver. Nobody can jam him at the line.
That's
He's
right.
Beating everybody down the field.
And really just become better. And I like what he said there in terms of like, hey, it's we're 0-0. We're playing like that. We're playing competitive. Because a guy like him, like, nobody thought he was going to be anything. And he came to the right place at the right time, and he's fortunate enough to have a veteran quarterback that is getting the ball to him, and they've got something going on. So, man, just take it for what it's worth and then try to make it into something great. That's all.
And the Jets deal the Bills a blow in the process. Head coach Sean McDermott on a lost night at the Meadowlands.
We got outcoached. We got outplayed, you know, fundamentally. You know, we weren't very good.
And then there's Richie Incognito. He had a bit of a different explanation for Buffalo's dud.
You know, it's tough, man. These Thursday night games, they suck.
And he called them unfair to the players.
But he's right.
It's all about making money.
You can't say that today.
But time out. All the players have been complaining about this for years now, since they started this whole Thursday night thing. And we as fans, you know, we don't always get an Oakland-Kansas City game.
Right, of course, but you can't right after you get crushed like that.
Here's the question. The Bills win the game. Is he making that comment?
Absolutely not.
Of course he's not making that.
And you just said how the Jets defensive line was beating them up the entire game, and then he says it now? I mean, that's his excuse?
But I think the players overall hate the game.
Of course they do.
Except for the Jet players who are waking up this morning knowing they got a few extra days off, and they're coming off of a win, so it's great.
When you win, it's great.
It's not like the Jets had a bye going into this. I mean, they played on Sunday, too.
I don't know. I always thought that what should happen in the NFL in this regard is that a team should play on Sunday, right? So you play on Sunday, get the next Sunday off, which would be your bye, okay? And then play that Thursday, and then you don't play again until the next Sunday or two Sundays after that Thursday.
Right.
That, and I don't know how, you know, you got to look at the algorithms.
The logistics.
And all that.
It's
other
probably
crap.
Impossible.
But, you know, for some reason, the players want like a full 2 weeks off from actually contact. That's what a bye is. But I would think Sunday, you don't play until the next or two Thursdays. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have off from that Thursday until the two Sundays. So I would think that would be the way to do it. And this way, everybody comes into these games on Thursday night fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, the change they'd have to make there is the byes would start from the jump because they have Thursday night games in every week now.
Yeah, so but what I'm saying is you wouldn't have the long bye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you'd play Sunday. You'd have off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That would be your bye there, though.
Yeah, that's kind of like your bye. But because you're playing on that next Thursday.
But that's technically the following week.
You have three more days off.
Yes. But I'm saying that would count as that would be your bye week right there leading into the Thursday night.
Still, though, terrible timing. Whether everybody in the league thinks it's the worst idea to play on Thursdays and they're all complaining about the injuries and short week and it's tough.
Not if you do it the way I just told you.
But you sound like a sore loser if you're Incognito. I mean, you have it. Robbie Anderson just said you love what he said. We're 0-0. We're feeling great. I know it's a difference between a win and a loss, but to make that excuse in the post game and Richie Incognito hasn't exactly had the most, you know, stellar NFL career. The guy that's year because he was a bully.
Yeah, he picked some people.
Seriously,
he had some more to say. We'll get to it throughout the course of the morning. The Jets visit the Bucks next Sunday. They'll have a chance to get back to .500 before they hit their bye week. Meantime, Giants Rams Sunday at MetLife. We know Janoris Jenkins won't play in that one, and first year corner Dante Dayone sprained his ankle in practice yesterday. So secondary depth thin for defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
You're going to go into a lot of games depending on packages, and I'm not going to kind of reveal all the packages we have, but we're going to need all four corners. We're going to need them in special teams.
Not a lot of packages.
Revealing, no.
Not a lot of reinforcements to run out there.
Look at me,
this.
My package expanded.
That's when you want to reveal it, when it expands. Incredible. If you're going to reveal it,
yes.
After the expansion is probably the best time to
do it. He's got a good package.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Justin Pugh, Weston Richburg, Olivier Vernon, B.J. Goodson all remain sidelined at yesterday's practice. Elsewhere, the impressive rookie campaign for Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson comes to an unfortunate end. Torn ACL during practice yesterday. He is done for the year, so Tom Savage will take over in the short term for Houston. Matt McGloin expected to sign on as his backup.
How about that? From Deshaun Watson back to Tom Savage, who could get out of the first half of the first game.
Even though that's the guy that Bill O'Brien gave the job to.
You know what? Interestingly enough, talking to Phil Simms and just like the comments around the league and all that stuff, we all think that Bill O'Brien wanted to start Deshaun Watson, but the GM did not want him to.
Why?
Did not want to put him out there right away. Just wanted to give him some time on the sideline to kind of...
Some time, a half?
You know, they were so bad that first half against Jacksonville that they needed to do something to ignite the team. And remember, the team also was going through the whole J.J. Watt raising money for Hurricane Harvey and all that stuff. So it was the right time for Deshaun Watson. Let's just put it that way.
It's worked out great.
Well, until he got hurt. Yeah.
My favorite, and CeeLo and I are on the same page, is we love like audio clips from the past, like things that happened at the fan. The one of the most underrated ones, and I'll see if we can find it because I know we've had it. I played on my other show. But one of the most underrated ones of all time is when Mike Francesa thought that Matt McGloin's name was McClutherness. He was.
What?
I am not kidding. It sounds like I'm kidding.
Not only is he not kidding, someone made a Twitter account named McClutherness.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't realize that that's why the Twitter account is what it is.
Mongo Nation, baby.
He was going through all the quarterbacks at the time at Oakland. He's like, well, who's gonna be the quarterback there? They got to make a decision. Is it Pryor? Is it McClutherness?
McClutherness. So that's where it came from. I never knew that.
That might even be on YouTube.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere.
I know. Yeah. I've played it before, so it is out there. But I mean, the name McClutherness, like someone like there's like a family of McClutherness somewhere out there. Right. Like the brothers McClutherness.
Oh, my God.
It is incredible. So hopefully we'll try to find
it. Try and effort that. Andrew Luck's season over before it even really began. The Colts placing their franchise quarterback on injured reserve yesterday. Still got soreness in that surgically repaired throwing shoulder. The fans apparently very upset. They want refunds on their tickets. Feel the organization knew this would be the ultimate outcome. GM Chris Ballard says that's not the case.
There's never been once a time where I've tried to mislead. As an organization, we've tried to mislead. We've been this whole thing's been very fluid. And I don't ever want y'all to think that we're not being honest when we're up here.
I don't believe
for a minute that they would, you know, say that a kid is going to play and then he's not going to play.
And he did technically return to practice a little bit.
He tried. Yeah. They actually tried to get him out there and it's just not responding. So I don't know if they, I wonder if they have to go back in there again or they're just going to give it rest. I'll tell you what, think about that.
A guy's career, I mean, is in jeopardy at this point. I mean, he's going to be 29, I think, at the beginning of next season.
That's amazing that he's 29 years old, man.
Yeah.
I think about how good he was, you know, when they took him to the AFC Championship game.
He's getting better every year.
Yes.
Yeah. And then all of this now. And a lot of this has to do with the general manager and building that team because they never addressed the offensive line like
that's
the Giants.
That's Gregson.
Yeah, and now he's gone, and the guy you just heard was not Gregson.
No.
And then the defense has been terrible, too. So this is just a total waste. I mean, you think about how lucky they were to go from Peyton Manning seamlessly into Andrew Luck, and now they're totally squandering that guy's career.
Yep,
so
very unfortunate.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if they're squandering his career. Andrew Luck played a lot like Cam Newton plays.
Well,
runs all over the place. And that's why I would just warn Carson Wentz, just be careful. Just be careful, man. You lower your shoulders onto these defensive players, you're going to get drilled.
There's two things that the Colts did. One, the offensive line stuff. And then also, if you read some of the reporting at Indianapolis, is that he was hurt and they were making him play through it because they felt like their jobs were in jeopardy, Gregson and Pagano. And they kept going out there, putting them in harm's way, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And now you're in this situation where you haven't seen him in a year.
What would you do if you're Gregson and Pagano in that situation? What would you do?
I understand that it's a tough call, but if a guy's not healthy enough to play and you're going to put the future of your organization in jeopardy, how is that on you that the guy's hurt? You're going to trot him out there, so you got to keep playing, It's not on you that the guy got hurt, unless you want to say it's all about the offensive line.
I'm just telling you, you got a $5 million a year job, and you're going to do everything you can to keep it.
Well, you know.
The motivation, unfortunately, you can look at it through the eyes of, you know, being somewhat cynical, which is what I'm doing here, because that's what the players always fight against.
Yeah.
You know, they fight against themselves because they want to be on the field, but the coaches know how important these guys are to the game.
Yeah, too bad for the Colts that the Texans jumped on McClutherness first because they could have. you found it, Ed? You got
their quarterback situation. Is it Pryor? Is it the kid from, you know, is it McClutherness? Or is it probably going to figure that out, which one is quarterback in their team?
Bless you. One more. There you go.
Allergic to, he's got the McClutherness.
McClutherness, huh? McClutherness. I'm glad I finally heard that because I was wondering what the hell that Twitter
kind of just glossed right over.
They got to figure that out. Yeah. Okay, is it gonna be Pryor? Is it gonna be McClutherness? Me personally, I would go to McClutherness. I would go to McClutherness.
Is it McClutherness or is
That's great. That's really good.
Oh, boy. A lot of names to remember, you know? Quickly, baseball news. Kevin Long leaving the Mets for the Nationals. He's got the same gig. He'll be the hitting coach under new manager Dave Martinez. The Angels and outfielder Justin Upton agree on a new five-year deal said to be worth $106 million. And hockey, nice road win for the Rangers against the first-place Lightning last night.
Here's Miller to the net. He scores! Rangers win! What a goal by JT Miller!
Sam Rosen on MSG, overtime winner for Miller. The Blue Shirts top Tampa Bay 2-1. Chris Kreider had the other goal for the Blue Shirts, and a good night for Henrik Lundqvist between the pipes as they knock off the first place Lightning down
there.
They suddenly won 3 out of 4.
Best game I know the Islanders lost at Washington,
4-3,
right?
4-3, yes, yeah. They did.
Too bad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Bruce is in the city. He's on the fan. What's happening, Bruce? What's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, Bruce.
Brucey, what's happening, brother? Good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, Boomer, I love you. And I think you're great. I watch you on TV. Tony Romo, last night, he's a very knowledgeable guy. I like Tony Romo.
Yep.
But he's ruining the game for me.
Why is that? Well, a lot of people like Tony Romo.
I like him. I love him. He's knowledgeable. But I don't want to know the play before it happens.
But you don't know the outcome, though, Bruce.
I'm watching the game. That's why I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game to see what's going on, you know? I don't want to know ahead of time. He knows every play before it happens.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was actually talking to Tony before the game on the sideline last night. I said, Tony, the only ones you get wrong are the ones where the guys in the field who are playing do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because he has the all 22 view now. He's up in the booth, just like I am in the radio, and we can see, we know what's going on. We know where most quarterbacks are going to go. He probably does a little bit more in-depth study than I do for TV, than I do for radio. But pretty much it's the same all around the league. You know, when you get isolation matchups, this is where you're going. If you're a quarterback changing a play at the line of scrimmage, you know where you're going to run and you know what the situation is. So I still say that he's doing the game as if he's still playing.
Yeah, which is great.
No,
it's a perspective you can't. He was more reserved last night. But the thing, when people complain about that, it's not like Tony Romo knows the outcome of the play. He just says, look for this in this particular formation. It's not a spoiler alert.
Look, it's just a matter of taste. Some people like it because it sounds different and because he's young and he's right off the field and he's energetic, which is something that I could love. The great thing about doing the jobs that I have or the job that he has, show up and love your job, man. That's what
passionate.
It's all about.
He's so passionate about the game.
So he'll get better and better and better. And the good thing about the one thing I do really like about him, and I know that Phil did this as well when he was broadcasting, and I know Collinsworth does it, it's the game management at the end of the game. That's really the most important aspect when these games are tight, and how coaches either mishandle that or quarterbacks look to the sideline like they don't know what's going on. And that's what really frustrates guys that were good at it, and Tony was good at it when he was a player.
It's the WFAN 635 ticket drop brought to you by your Tri-State Ford dealers. Right now, be caller number 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. To win a pair of tickets to the WWE 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw on January 22nd at Barclays Center. It's all from your flagship station for New York sports, The Fan.
All righty, 6:45 on The Fan. All your calls coming up on the other side of the break. We are coming to you from the Investors Bank Studios here at WFN. You know, I think it's time to get a muscle car. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love
a little midlife crisis. I'm actually past my midlife, right?
Yeah, you have to be now. Well, you double your age now, and you think you're going to live to that long.
You know, when I was growing up, I actually had an Olds Cutlass convertible.
Did you?
That was cool. My sister had a 442, an Olds 442.
All right.
Oh, that car was badass.
I love it.
Why not, right?
You know, I had a lot of great cars when I was growing up in the neighborhood. The McLaughlin's family had just a stable of amazing vehicles.
Did they have the wood on the side of the station?
McLaughlin.
What? Jesus.
You want me to go first here? You want to take that one in? Or... it just gets better.
All right.
Oh my goodness. I can't even.
You can't stop. I can't make this stop. You gotta go.
All right. Dr. Simon, McGlaw finished.
Come on.
All right.
Eddie, you gotta stop it. Don't do it anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.